Hello, and welcome to the Hyperspace Radio Podcast. With me today, as ever, is my co-host Zablit. We've just given Zablit an upgrade to his basic force patterns, where now he is able to move air in a way somewhat similar to speaking. We're still working out the kinks a bit, but it's nice to have him here and just have people able to know that he really isn't just a figment of my imagination.
That's right. Genius is a figment of my imagination.
Not cool, Zablit. Some people might say that really he's just me in a different voice being audio processed, and he actually isn't really a separate alien. He's just another aspect of my personality, and I think that's very cynical. So we're just going to move forward past that. I mean, we're a multidimensional hyperspace active podcast, so we don't need to worry about the earthling naysayers. The Hyperspace Radio Podcast show and magnificent intergalactic emporium of concepts and delights for the strange and even the stranger unstrange. Those things that shouldn't be familiar, but they are. In entertainment news, we have the pocket dimension of quantum level 647, which is technically a microverse, putting forth their own stars to try and make it to the big stage of larger universes. They're about the size of like a penny. But they have been getting in a lot of news anyway. Starlets of this level just microscopically getting out of little tiny cars, but still managing to flash their tiny junk, which is an interesting thing to consider. All the different kinds of alien junk. Us monkeys, us human primates, you know, we have our certain sort of taboos about what should or shouldn't be shown, which varies from culture to culture, but generally does seem to center around the organs of most interest, the genitalia. What is taboo for amoebas? What do amoebas not want to show? You know, there are certain organelles, floppy, droopy membranes that they just want to be opaque. If their surfaces shift all the time, then how do they make that work? How do they develop some kind of technology and just sort of spray something that just continually moves around their surface, obscuring that organelle from other viewing amoeba? I guess it could be too that amoeba may not perceive the universe with light. Maybe they perceive it, maybe they hear it more as, you know, sounds and other effects just bouncing off of their membranes. So maybe they don't want to have other people hear their inner reproductive related organs until it's sexy. So that's interesting then to consider how aliens might perceive us. I guess we'll find out at some point, and we'll probably be adaptable to whatever sort of sensory display.
Sure, James. Or, you know, you could just ask me. I'll take a break and get out of it.
All right, great. So without further ado, here's this week's story, The Brophecy. The Brophecy by James Beach. Narrated by James Beach. Deep in the hidden secret chamber beneath the club, the bros assembled. Every kind of bro was there. The thumping bass of the club dance floor above repeated its siren call. But the bros were not here to get laid and drink tonight. At least, not right now. When the last of the summoned bros had entered, the door closed. The older, bearded bro at the front of the room raised his arms for silence. A hush fell upon the gathered brethren. "We know why we're here, right?" asked their leader, the Pope of the Bros, Brope Brosophus the 34th. the ancient seer and secret leader of all bros. Yes, answered the gathered throng, nearly as one when allowing for their varying states of drunkenness. Why again? A bro asked a second later. To uphold the bro code, Brope Brosophus declared. The scattered, different bro groups had their own infinitely varied additions to the bro code, but all were basically the same at the core. This was as ancient and unshakable as the Order of Bros itself, and just as secret. Told from one bro to another since the ancient Broman Empire, the code was simple. 1. Bros for bros. 2. Bros before hoes. 3. Only full bros can know the full bro code. 4. Whatever this rule was, it was forgotten after a particularly raucous party around 320 AD. 5. When it's bro time, it's time to bro down for your bros. 6. One day there will come a bro who is like and yet unlike a bro. On this day, a special bro down shall be held, where all the bros of bros will gather and determine the future course of all brodom. This secret meeting was that bro down. From the secret basements and bro caves of smaller brovens, each had sent a bro to represent them. Then regional groups made of these bros of bros, each picked the broiest among them all, until the broiest of bros from all the world had come here to decide and to bring their decisions back to all bro kind. The gathered bros looked around at each other and knew that tonight was legendary. This was the most broiest of bro downs in the history of brodom. The brope raised his hands for silence. Only the brope could have such an effect on other bros. Not even bare breasts, buffalo wings, or free beer could produce such a respectful silence, or even any similar lack of random shouting. My bros, we are here for Rule 6 of the Bro Code, the Brophecy. It has come true at last. What's it mean? Asked one of the less drunk bros, who had just arrived and hadn't had much time to drink. I've always wondered what it meant, said another. The bros nodded, as similar wonderings expanded throughout the crowd. It means we must decide. For the first time in millennia, a new kind of bro has emerged. What kind of bro could that possibly be? Demanded a bro from the South Carolina delegation. His Panthers cap, shorts, and can of Coors Light marking him as a bro of fine distinction. For now we have a new kind of bro, the trans bro. Confusion fell upon the crowd. At last an Israeli bro raised his beard to ask a question. Yes? Asked the brope. You mean like a trance bro? Like he listens to trance techno stuff? The brope gravely shook his head. A New Jersey bro, in all his Ed Hardy t-shirted glory, raised his beer next. Yo, like he drives a Trans Am? The brope shook his head. That would indeed not be new at all. The Jersey bro considered this. On lowering his beer in thought, he accidentally sloshed a couple of nearby Utah bros, who took no offense due to the knowledge that bros will be bros. A hopeful French-Canadian bro extricated his beer cup from the edges of the voluminous sleeves of his hockey jersey and was recognized. Like a transatlantic bro, eh? Not that kind of trans either, the brope said patiently. He knew his people. This was not his first brodeo. This bro is a transsexual. The gathered bros had trouble getting their heads around it. Brope Brosivus heard snatches of discussion. He has sex with a trans am? I think maybe he has sex in some kind of trance. One bro finally worked things out far enough to address the brope. You mean he has a pussy? No, he used to have one. He has a dick now. A bro from the Australian delegation began to speak and then frowned. His brows crimped in concentration. Then he snapped his fingers. He had put it all together. So, he used to not be able to be a bro, but now he can be a bro. So we have to decide if he really can be a bro or not. Yes, the brope exclaimed. That's exactly right. A bro who either started as a woman or became one, but retains the same love of pussy, unchallenging basic beer, low IQ television, and yelling. Ooh! Screamed the crowd. Brope Brosivus found himself yelling with them. Ooh! It was hard to resist the call of the bros. When the last echoes of their joyful cheers had faded from the secret chamber's concrete walls, the brope addressed them all again. So we must investigate the trans, to see if he and others like him can be entitled to enter the fold of truest secret brodom.
So this is like a new thing,
commented an Arizona bro to the New Jersey bro, who nodded in shared awe. Basically, the brope responded, it started happening like 30 years ago or something, so we finally got around to thinking about it now. He raised his voice over the discussion of the bros and the suddenly louder thumping bass drum of the club above them. And that bro has agreed to appear before the gathered brethren, so you, the bros of bros, shall decide if the new bro is truly bro enough. He pointed to the unoccupied basement DJ booth behind him. And there he is! The gathered crowd of bros stared in mostly hushed, drunken silence as the possible new kind of bro walked out and stood before them. They continued to hold their breath in silence as he examined them and they examined him. This was the first time many of them had to think in years. The pain was palpable. At long last, the possible bro nodded. So, he said, are we going to get some brews and wings and laid or what? The bro down exploded in cheers, the likes of which had not been heard since the invention of six packs. Brosivus nodded with satisfaction. Times change, but bros will always be the same. As was for millennia before, all would be well. He took a grateful sip from his chalice of Coors Light. Far away in the trans control center, two trans witnessed the scene by hidden camera and looked at each other. What? The second trans asked. It's successful. No one's ever infiltrated the bros this deeply before. He's been completely accepted. But he also becomes like them? Said the first trans, troubled. Does that mean we all have to become like them to fit in? The second trans shrugged. Only those of us who want to. And to each their own, right? If that's what he wants to be, no judgment. He turned off the hidden camera with a satisfied click. Let's go get a drink. Maybe we can get laid too. The end. And there you have our latest report from the Dimension of Secret Bros. Remember, fictional or not, all true bros have love in their hearts for all. And that's it for this edition of the Hyperspace Radio Podcast. Tune in soon for another story, as soon as I and my co-host Zblit finish working out some of the details for some of the overall show direction and who's really the star and things like that. Until then, please enjoy the many facets of the many wonderful universes we're in, even the real ones.